Okay, I wish the let me reconnect with Pastor Steve here.
Yeah,
I wish I could transition smoothly from the music to the next call. So something we're going to have to work on. Need here. All right,
yep,
Pastor Steve.
I am here.
Yes, very good.
I am here.
Okay.
I had to get coffee, Eli. I can't do it without my coffee.
Yeah, I had to get water too.
Yeah, I got water.
Okay. All right, where did we leave off last week? I think we'll just
Esdras chapter 5, verse 10.
Verse 10. Okay.
Verse 10.
And we'll just we'll just have to wait for him to call in. I talked to him earlier today. He said he's anxious and ready to do the show, but he may be catching 20-pound fish, which may be distracting him a little bit. But if I call him and the call fails, then I won't be able to do it a second time, so I'll just wait for him to call in. All right.
Okay, so, well, I'm here.
Yes. Yeah, and let's back up. Second Esdras, and again, let me announce the call-in number for whenever I'm on the air, because this is my personal Skype call-in number. We're working on getting a Eurofolk Radio call-in number. My Skype number is 312-957-6104, 312-957-6104, and so anybody who wants to call in, just dial that number. Okay. And all right. So, 2 Esdras chapter 5. Let me back up to verse 8. There shall be a confusion also in many places, and the fire shall be oft sent out again, and the wild beasts shall change their places, and menstruous women shall bring forth monsters. I love that line. And salt waters shall be found in the sweet, and all friends shall destroy one another. Then shall wit hide itself, and understanding withdraw itself into his secret chamber. So, Pastor Steve, sounds like today, doesn't it? All over the world.
Look at all the birth defects. Look at the water pollution. Fighting, infighting in all the groups. Wit hide itself. In other words, that's understanding or the process of thinking clearly.
Right.
That's hidden. It's suppressed.
Yeah.
Understanding withdraw itself into its secret chamber. People just don't understand what's going on around them because they don't research the scriptures, which tells them what's going on.
Right, right. And this this menstruous women comment, that could cover various things like test tube babies.
All right, menstruous women, their ovulation cycle is over. They're expelling blood. Well, stillborn children with deformities.
Yeah, chimeras.
Okay, I mean, this can mean a lot of stuff.
Right.
There's just so many things going on, period, that it's hard to keep track of things.
That's right.
All these horrible things, like David did on his show. He listed all the disasters this month. Okay. Only the 15th of this month. He listed 27 the other day.
Right.
And he said there's more since then.
Right.
I mean, what kind of signs do our people need, Eli? I mean, and if Yahweh himself is failing through his signs to wake these people up, it's not Yahweh's fault. It's the fault of the people.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
They're not listening to Yahweh.
Yeah.
They're not reading his word. They're not listening to us teach his word. They don't want to hear it. They might have to change their lifestyle. That's too much like work.
That's right. Well, I think the average person at this point in time has to be thinking something is really out of whack and the world is not right and something needs to be done. But the confusion aspect mentioned here is they don't know what should be done because they don't really know what's wrong and who's behind it. Okay? So there's total confusion.
The absolute barrage of disinformation that they have been fed has had its effect. It's taking its toll.
Yeah.
Literally. The minds of our people are going by the wayside because of the seduction of the YouTube.
Right.
The movies, the songs, the music that they hear on the radio, the constant barrage of advertisement for stuff. Oh, if you don't have this, you're not a real man. Remember the Rolling Stones song, Satisfaction?
Yeah.
There's a guy on TV telling him how white his shirt should be. Can be, but he can't be a man because he doesn't smoke the same cigarettes as me.
Right. That's all advertising. You know,
they nailed it. Now, I'm not a fan of the Stones.
Yeah.
Because of the content of their songs.
Right, right.
And their personal lifestyles. They exemplify evil.
That's right.
I'm sorry about that. And but even the devil slips up and tells the truth once in a while.
Yeah, yeah. Well, there's another song they wrote was Mother's Little Helper.
Oh,
that
yeah.
That was a good one.
You know, and Beast of Burden.
Right. Right. Mother's Little Helper is the pill she's popping to try to stay normal, right?
Yep.
Or to overcome the other pill she's popping, right? So, I mean, even within the drug culture, they realize there's something wrong with that culture, right? Because they write songs about it. And was
yeah,
that great?
Well, Jefferson Airplane, yeah. White Rabbit.
Yeah, yeah. One pill makes you short, another makes you tall.
One makes you small.
Yeah, right.
One that mother gives you doesn't do anything at all.
Right? Yep. That was the LSD, you know, hallucinatory rock.
Well, they were glorifying the fact that he was an opium addict when he wrote Alice in Wonderland.
Yeah. Oh, really?
It was an opium dream. Oh, he was an opiate head. Opiate head. Yeah.
Who was the author? Was that Charles Carroll? Is that the name of the Alice in Wonderland? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, actually, it turns out a lot of those guys in the late 1800s were opium addicts.
Well, it was legal.
Yeah, it was legal.
Same way marijuana was sold in the spice section. They used it to ground up marijuana buds for cooking.
Uh-huh, right, right.
The original Coca-Cola was cocaine cola.
That's right. It had cocaine in it. Yep.
And cocaine was legal. You could buy cocaine. You could get absinthe, which is laced with opium. All of that stuff. And then it wasn't profitable enough, so they passed laws against it, which jacked the price up.
Right. Right.
Good marketing.
It ruined the flavor.
Illegal, like marijuana grew all over.
Right. Right, and it ruined the flavor of Coca-Cola forever.
and marijuana price got jacked through the roof because it was illegal.
Right, and Pepsi.
And now who's lobbying against making marijuana legal?
Yeah.
Why, the drug dealers are
lobbying against
it because it'll ruin their price structure.
Right, right. There's something in the air.
Everybody can grow it. They can grow their own marijuana. And these Lewis Carroll. Yeah,
Lewis
Seven
Carroll.
And Nothing puts in there. Thanks, Seven.
Oh, okay, thank you. Yeah.
Boy, I love that chat room, man. We got some great people
right?
in
yeah.
that chat room.
Instant answers. Very good.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, we got a lot of knowledgeable people out there.
Yes, yes. Amen.
They really
Amen.
Do. And we impart new information. They feed off of that. And then they found something and they feed it to us through the chat room or calling in.
Right.
I don't want it to be legal either. I had it growing all around me when I had my farm down south.
Yeah.
And never fooled with it. It was all over the place. They were planting all up and down the riverbanks. Oh, they'd go get some every once in a while, make a big show of it.
Right.
But they can't stop. It's all over Kentucky.
Yeah.
Every hill and holler and creek bank, and it's just all, everywhere.
Certainly all over Colorado.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's, you know, it just... I didn't go around buy white liquor either. I'm enough of an idiot when I'm stone cold sober.
Right. Right. Yeah. I just
my lifestyle, when I turn myself over to Yahweh completely, I have no use for those things. It says we are to have a sober mind.
That's right. That's right. Right. Yeah, even though I was part of the drug culture in the 60s, growing up with acid rock.
Been
right?
there, done that.
Yeah,
dude.
Right, right.
I'm a biker.
Yeah,
you know?
I never had to buy any. I never had to buy any.
No, I didn't have to buy. Everybody had a bag.
Everybody had some, you know, and they'd pass it around. LSD they'd pass around, mescaline they'd pass around. I never did any cocaine or hard stuff.
We'd go to a big bike rally, and everybody was passing doobies around. I mean, it was just all over the place.
Yeah, bikers especially, all kinds of bikers.
Oh, man, we smoked more dope back then.
Yeah.
You know, I am not the man. I still got the tattoos, but I'm not the man that I was then.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not living in the world. I'm not of the world. I'm stuck on this planet in this body.
Yeah.
But I'm a servant of Yahweh now.
Uh-huh.
He has changed my life. He did that. I put myself in the path for him to do that and cooperate it, okay? But he did the changing. And he's still changing me. I get mellower and mellower and mellower all the time, even in the face of all this adversity.
Right.
Adversity that we are facing, and we are facing adversity. The people out there that listen to EFR just don't know of all the problems that go on behind the scenes.
Yeah, right.
We have been hammered mercilessly this year.
Yep,
but
all kinds
still
of...
on the air. Paul right. English has worked himself. He's done some 24-hour shifts fixing the server. He's a hero. You're my hero, Paul.
Right. Yeah, he's already in bed.
What an effort. And he said we're going to have the show schedule back up shortly.
Right.
He's got that fixed, and it just takes time for the process to go through the machinery. But just keeping this thing on the air is a major effort. And they've killed the PayPal account, but we're going to go around them.
Yeah, we'll work on an alternative. We've already discussed about doing some sort of alternative. So, you know, there's always the mailing address, right, which is, let me just announce it real quick. It's ANP, Post Office Box 41-1373, Chicago, Illinois 60641. That stands for American National Publishing. And any donations or but you can also go to ASI, www.anglo-saxonisrael.com. The PayPal donate button there is still working. And you can purchase, we have several books for sale on that and on that website. Okay, so donations and purchases can be made there. And we're going to work on that, making a direct link to American National Publishing via credit card on your folk radio. So we won't need PayPal. It's a convenience, but it's not an absolute necessity. Okay, so we're working on that, and that should be up and running within the next couple of weeks, I would think. Okay, I just have to make a direct account into American National Publishing's bank account. And that should do it, okay? So, but in any case, let's get back to this. And speaking of understanding withdrawing itself into the secret chamber, and understanding shall be sought of many and yet not be found. then shall unrighteousness and incontinence be multiplied upon the earth. One land also shall ask another and say, is righteousness that maketh a man righteous gone through thee? And it shall say, no. In other words, entire nations will have lost their way. At the same time shall men hope, but nothing obtain. They shall labor, but their ways shall not prosper. To show thee such tokens I have leave, and if thou wilt pray again and weep as now, and fast 7 days, thou shalt hear yet greater things. Okay, your comment on these signs before we go into greater things, Pastor Steve.
Fast even days. Well, we've got the Day of Atonement coming
That's
up.
That's right.
That's yes. A fast day. Yeshua said to us, demons can be cast out only by fasting and praying.
Right.
Now, he could just walk up and say, leave.
Ah! Right.
Gone.
Right.
But the disciples didn't have his power because we're not glorified like he is.
Right.
That will be coming. We will have glorified bodies when we come back. And we're going to come back to fight this war, okay? Fighting a war right now in these frail human forms. If you get shot, you die. Okay? When we come back, we will be divine as far as glorified bodies. We get shot and it won't bother us.
Yes. It would be a multidimensional
being.
You put a
hole in my nice white shirt. You know, we'll have the swords and the whole bit, and the avenging angels will be with us, and it's their job to raise havoc with these evil people. To show tokens, it says in verse 13, to show you such tokens I have leave. In other words, he's going to reveal what's coming on. Because in verse 12 it says, at the same time shall men hope, but nothing obtain. Mm-hmm. They shall labor, but their ways shall not prosper. Because they're hoping in themselves and doing what they want.
Right.
Instead of what Yahweh wants.
Yes.
And he has shown us that we do things presumptively. Without him, we will fail.
Right.
I did the story about them going up the mountain after they refused to go into the promised land. And he says, no, Yahweh's not going to be with you. If you go up there, they're going to kill you. And they did.
Yep.
So now we need to follow. It all says through Scripture, Old and New Testament, wait on Yahweh. Wait on Yahweh. It's so bad right now that only divine interference is going to fix things.
Right, right.
We, well, the people, are not going to rise up. We're not fighting the British.
Or the Russians.
Like when we founded the country. We are fighting the prince and power of the air and wickedness in high places. Our own government has turned against us, and our own governments, whether here or over in Europe or whatever, are in this conspiracy against the people of true Israel. They are the enemy now.
That's
it
correct.
Says in the last days, what is evil will become good, and what is good shall become evil. Well, righteousness and fearing Yahweh and calling upon his name and not race mixing and not eating pork and obeying his laws is now evil.
Yes.
We are haters. We are this. We are this name and that name. And what's good? Transgenderism, homosexual activity, race mixing, drug use. Drunkenness, lascivious behavior, filthy movies, filthy songs, all of that is now good.
That's right. Well, to give you a perfect example, I'm going to talk more about this on the next Fake News Now, but I went to the dentist last Wednesday, And I was thumbing through an issue of Cosmopolitan just to see what kind of smut there is in there, right? And it's obviously a Jewish feminist rag, okay? I believe it was on page 165. There were two pages, Cosmopolitan giving advice to young girls. I don't know what age bracket Cosmopolitan female readers are in. I assume it has very few male readers. But on those two pages, Cosmopolitan was giving advice on how to perform fellatio and cunnilingus.
Oh.
This month, September 2017 issue of Cosmopolitan, which, you know, is not considered smut, I guess, by most people. But certainly this issue is. Okay? I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe what I was reading. So this is what these Jewish editors are imposing upon our white teenage girls. Okay? That's and talk about evil becoming good and good becoming evil.
I was unaware of that. That is absolutely...
Well, yeah, I just happened to see
that's
that.
Beyond the pale.
It is. It absolutely is. It absolutely is. So I'm going to, I actually tore those pages out. I was so outraged. I said, damn the next reader. They don't need to know. This is, it's important that I read this stuff over the air. And I wasn't about to buy a copy of Cosmopolitan, right? No. So anyway, this is how bad it's getting. Where things that were considered absolutely repugnant and pugnacious are now becoming normalized thanks to the Jew. They're normalizing everything.
Well, in my day, and I graduated high school in 1965, if there was one girl in the whole school system, and I lived in Cincinnati in those days, that got pregnant, it was a citywide scandal.
Right.
And now they hand out condoms and have daycare centers for the illegitimate kids that the kids have. The kids are bringing their kids to school and putting them in the day center.
Right. Yeah. It has been turned upside down, absolutely upside down.
So
and
it, like David James, everything is upside down. He mentioned a lot of that, you know, the upside down church and everything's upside down. That's what society is now. It's upside down. David gives us so much information.
Yeah.
And I just wish more people would listen more closely because it's an education. I never miss his shows.
Yeah. His shows are informative and funny. Right?
And he educates me every show.
Yes.
There's always something new. And I listen to repeats because there might be something I missed.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
So...
Yeah, well, I'd say most people, obviously, this kind of content in Cosmopolitan is, it should be, you know, it should be big news, you know, to the conservative crowd. But you know that the mainstream media is not going to touch it.
They just don't want to get involved.
Right.
They don't want to get too controversial.
Yeah, yeah. So it makes you wonder, are there any conservative magazines out there anymore? Are there any?
Maybe the Barnes Review.
Yeah, maybe. Right?
Maybe.
All right, so...
Well, we got verse 13. To show you such tokens, I have leave. In other words, he's allowed to show him.
Right.
And if you will pray again and weep as now and fast, even days of fasting, you shall hear yet greater things.
Okay, my verse says 7 days. Are you missing that S, or is
says, it... It says...
Fast 7 days.
Fast... Even days, so they probably missing an S, a typo.
Right, it's probably a typo there. Okay.
Okay, right, verse 14.
Yeah.
Then I awaked, and an extreme fearfulness went through all my body, and my mind was troubled so that it fainted.
He passed out.
Right. Oh, man.
Yeah, I can't believe how horrible this is. Right?
Well,
neither can we.
That's the trouble we have imparting how horrible things are going to get during this tribulation.
Yeah, and we're just
we're
at
in the
beginning.
Trib right now. We've got all these things right now. Pastor Dan is absolutely correct that we are in the tribulation.
Right. Yeah,
and but it's going to get worse according to the book of Revelations. It will get worse progressively.
Right. Well, the
and that's why I'm so desperate to wake people up.
Yeah, the persecution of the Christians, right? You know, during Roman times, that was horrible. But the Bible says that these last days tribulations are going to be worse than that. Okay, it's going to be worse than that.
Well, we see the attacks on the even the Judeo-Christians are getting listed as hate groups.
That's right. That's right. And the Jews are trying to pretend that they're innocent of everything, right? Yet they're the first to make accusations. And it's just really a question of these conservative Christians, which includes, of course, Christian Zionists, need to wake up to the Jewish question and understand there is no pleasing these people.
Well,
you cannot please them.
The thing is, the groups that are really teaching the truth, the fundamentals, and talking about Jesus and all that stuff, they're going to get hammered. But you get the Joel Osteens and the John Hagees. They will be the last to feel it. There will be the frog in the water that is slowly boiled.
That's right. That's right.
The ones that are out front right now are going to get hammered.
Yes, yes.
And we see that. And we're at the top of the list in Christian identity.
That's right. That's
but
right.
The things that were will be again. There's nothing new under the sun, remember Solomon? Okay, it's going to repeat, and it's going to be horrible, and it's going to be in our lands.
Right.
Britain, here, the churches in England have been under assault, and they are so modified, and the pastors are so puke-left liberal.
That's right. Even worse than
terrible.
Liberals.
And they're not going to have any, as long as you're doing what the devil wants you to do, he's not going to bother you.
Right.
But if you are against what the devil wants, and you stand up for Yahweh and proclaim his name and proclaim the name of Yeshua and the path of righteousness that he taught us, then the devil's going to focus on you with a microscope and give you living hell.
Right.
And it's a badge of honor. Don't lose faith.
Amen. Amen.
It says in the scripture, you will be hated for my name's sake. So praise Yahweh and praise Yahshua.
Yeah. I would say that the Judeo-Christian crowd probably are afflicted more with Islamophilia, not Islamophobia. Islamophobia, that is love of Islam, right? Than even your average secular American, right?
Oh, they're bringing them. They're bringing them in the Christian churches.
That's right.
And all those Islamists that come in just want to cut your head off.
That's right. That's right. And these Judeo-Christians are so deluded they don't get it. They simply don't get it.
Well, they'll say one thing and then do another, just like the Jews.
That's right. Hardly any difference.
Jerusalem.
Right. Yeah, and David is absolutely right. The Arabs have a lower IQ than blacks because they're so inbred. Okay.
Oh, it's terrible.
Yeah. All right, verse 16.
Nope, 15.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Oh, go ahead.
So the angel that was come to talk with me held me, comforted me, and set me up upon my feet.
Yeah, they're there now. there's worse stuff to come. Right?
Well, if he's one of the chosen, the angel would love him, would he not?
That's right.
And he treated him tenderly. 16. And in the second night it came to pass that Salathiel, the captain of the people, came unto me, saying, where have you been, and why is your countenance so heavy? In other words, he has the signs of distress upon his face.
Yes.
Verse 17, know you not that Israel is committed unto you in the land of their captivity? In other words, he is to lead Israel in captivity, Esdras.
Yes.
Now, I'm getting ready to go into Ezra and Nehemiah. I'm going to begin Ezra on next Monday. But Ezra and Nehemiah originally were one book. The chronicle about Nehemiah was written by Ezra and it was called First and Second Ezra.
Okay.
So that's where the numbering confusion. They combined the books back then. Well, then the churches got in and they separated them, like they separated all these books to create confusion.
Yeah, and I'm just astonished that the second Esdras was excluded from the KJV. It is so obviously Israelite literature and so obviously a continuation of the book of Ezra.
Well, that would be third Esdras, okay. what we're reading. Second Esdras originally was the book of Nehemiah.
Okay.
So this would be that they have renumbered. This all deception.
Right. Yeah. Okay. And confusion. Right.
Right.
Right. Okay.
Well, the angel said to him in verse 18, "Up then and eat bread and forsake us," or not the angel, the Shalathiel.
Okay.
"Up then and eat bread and forsake us not, as the shepherd that leaves his flock in the hands of cruel wolves." So he's the shepherd of Israel at that point.
Right.
Verse 19, "Then said I unto him, Go thy ways from me and come not near me. And he heard what I said and went from me."
Okay, leave me alone.
So just know this is why.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 20, "And so and here it's correct. They didn't miss the S. Okay. "And so I fasted 7 days, mourning and weeping, like as Uriel the angel commanded me." Verse 21, "And after 7 days, so it was that the thoughts of my heart were very grievous unto me again." Now, heart and mind, in Hebrew, the heart is the center of
consciousness.
Thought as well. Okay. They translate it mind many, many times.
Okay.
But in the Greek, it's the reverse. The heart is the center of feelings instead of the mind, the thoughts.
Yes.
Okay. It's reversed in the Greek. Verse 22, "And my soul recovered the spirit of understanding, and I began to talk with the Most High again." That's El Elyon, which is Yahweh. Verse 23, "And said, O Yahweh that bearest rule." They have Lord here.
Yeah.
Because the translators. "The bearest rule of every wood of the earth and of all the trees thereof, you have chosen you only one vine." Oh, stop right there. The pure vine. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
"And when it became corrupted, it became a wild vine that brought forth sour grapes."
Right.
Okay. Have to keep that vine pure, that branch of Adam kind that was chosen, which is Israel.
Mm-hmm. Well, Yahshua says, "I am the vine, you are the branches," speaking to Israel exclusively.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm.
That's correct. And he is the holy vine, as we are the holy seed line, if we are a pure bloodline.
Amen.
And so much of it has become corrupted. Almost white is still not white. Okay?
Right.
Yeah, but they look white. Well, so what?
Yeah, how do they act?
Yeah, by their fruits ye shall know.
Right.
Verse 24, "And of all lands of the whole world, you have chosen you one pit."
Mm-hmm.
"And of all the flowers of it, one lily."
Okay. Lily is a white flower, by the way.
That is correct. Verse 25, "And of all the depths of the sea, you have filled thee one river." In other words, he's singling it, one people.
Uh-huh.
"And of all builded cities, you have hallowed Zion unto yourself." That's Jerusalem. verse 26. These are comparatives of Israel and the world. And of verse 26, and of all the fowls that are created, you have named you one dove. And of all the cattle that are made, you have provided you one sheep. That's all the livestock that you have made. You have provided one sheep. Verse 27, and among all the multitudes of people, you have gotten you one people. And unto this people whom you loved, you gave a law that is approved of all. That's the Torah. No one else got the Torah but us.
That's right.
Verse 28, and now, O Yahweh, why have you given this one people over unto many? In other words, he's punishing Israel there. He is dispersing Israel. That's what was going on in his day. And upon the one root have you prepared others. And why have you scattered your only one people among many? Verse 29. And those which did gainsay your promises, Greg Howard's online.
Oh.
Give him a call, Eli.
All right.
Which did gainsay thy promises and believe not thy covenants, have trodden them down. In other words, the unbelievers were treading down Israel.
Yes. And of course, we know the answer, that they had been violating. You know, if we were the only people that were given the law, why are we, well, then we really are the only people that could violate it. So, let me let me try a different connection here, so I can bring them in here. Okay, so Greg, if you're listening, I think we're connected. Are you there, Greg?
Okay. He was a minute ago.
Yeah, it looks like we're connected, but I'm not hearing him.
Eli, can you hear me?
Oh, there we go. Yes.
I hear you.
Forgive me for being late, brothers. Life got very complicated tonight.
Yeah, we were just talking about that.
Halfway through the show, a little more than half.
Yeah, praise but Yahweh. You made it.
Has it become illegal yet to have a white skin?
Yeah.
I think we're three-fourths of the way to where if you're walking down the street and you're white, you're just going to be arrested for having a white skin because all your ancestors were racists and bigots and owned slaves. And just having a white skin today means you're evil.
Felony walking while white.
Yeah, right.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. Yeah, you have
We're in chapter 5, verse 29, Greg.
Brother Steve, Brother Eli, thanks for letting me come in late.
No, it's always a pleasure. No problem.
We're in the greatest book that maybe has ever been written. You know, I can't decide if it's Enoch, if it's Baruch, if it's this current book, if it's Jubilees, if it's Jasher. These are the greatest books ever written, and yet, oddly, none of them were included in the quote-unquote Bible. Mm-hmm. And there is very specific reasons for that.
Well, they had an agenda that these would explode their agenda. That's the problem.
Right. Well, they're very exclusive. I mean, let me just go over, Pastor Howard, we were just reading a section of very exclusive verses in chapter 5. Verse 23, I'll just repeat what Pastor Steve just read because the exclusivity of these passages is just amazing.
Brother Eli.
Yes.
Yeah. Brother, I would never cut you off because you know way more than me, but I have to read verse 1.
Okay.
And just give like a 30-second thing on it.
Chapter 5?
Now concerning the signs, behold, the days are coming when those who dwell on earth shall be seized with great terror, and the way of truth shall be hidden and the land shall be barren of faith. Brother, if for no other verse in the entire book that we'll ever read of 2 Ezra, that verse right there explains our current moment.
Mm-hmm.
The
yep,
way of truth.
Right now.
How hidden is the way of truth? There are tens of thousands of Judeo-Christian churches out there. My ex-wife is one of the most spiritual people you'll ever meet in your entire life.
Religious.
Explain it. Christ. She goes to Bible studies 7 nights a week, surrounded by Chinese and Negroes and every other dark-skinned creature that thinks they can achieve salvation.
Probably. Right.
The way of truth is hidden. And it's not even just hidden. It's reviled and attacked and hated. And I don't know. I love this book.
Deliberately covered up.
Hidden.
Well, there's that passage in the book of Revelation that talks about the two witnesses will be buried. Okay.
That's right. They'll show up and our race will kill them.
Right.
They'll show up and discuss the concept that true salvation is only for the true Caucasian, Northern European, 12-tribe race, descendants of Abraham, pure white-blooded people. They will be slaughtered and killed, and they won't even have the decency to bury them. Leave their carcasses in the street because they are racists. This is where, you know, did you see the statue of Robert E. Lee out of Dallas, Texas today was removed?
Really? Oh,
yes.
Wow.
Or maybe it was yesterday. They removed a statue of one of the greatest white men that the planet has ever seen. Because he was a Confederate.
Because he's white.
Because he flew the Confederate flag. His statue must be gone. They'll probably put a statue of Spike Lee in there. Or some other... I must subdue myself. Some other creature. Maybe Martin Luther King would be a good substitute.
Martin
they are
Luton
erasing
Co?
Our history before our very eyes. Obviously, you, me, and Brother Steve see it. Speaking to those that see it, are in the various processes of seeing it, maybe haven't even seen it yet, wondering why they're even listening to us tonight.
You know why they hate Yeshua so much?
Why, brother?
Because he was white.
Amen.
Right.
He was so white. He was white. Brother, if he stepped out in the sun, he'd get a sunburn. Just like me.
Right.
Like
I go out in the middle of winter to fish. I put a little sunscreen on my nose. I'm a white man. I burn.
Yep.
I love being white. I conquered my white guilt syndrome when I was about 2 years old.
Yeah.
I used to wake up in the morning and go, man, I love being white. Thank God I am not black. I used to wonder about being born black. And I just love being white. I have no white guilt. I've never had white guilt.
You know why you were born white?
I do.
Your parents and ancestors practiced segregation.
Yeah, that's right.
How many generations would you estimate that took place? I have it in my mind. I have my number. I have my number. You tell me your number. I'll give you mine.
I don't have a number.
My number is 2,000, and I base that on nothing other than an uneducated guess. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of generations, my moms and dads and grandmothers and grandfathers realized I will only bear children with someone of my own kindred, and to do anything other than that is the greatest sin against the creator of the universe that there is. And it would doom me to judgment.
Yes.
Yep.
That's what
I give thanks to Yahweh daily that I was born a white man.
There you go. Well, we were stopped right here on verse 29.
I'll jump in with you, brothers. Forgive me again for being late. I'm sorry.
Oh, no problem. But this has something to do about the enemies of Yahweh. Verse 29, and they which did gainsay your promises and believe not your covenants have trodden them down. Well, what happens with the unbelievers today if they do not, they trod down the Torah of Yahweh?
That's right.
They don't want the law of Yahweh because it would infringe on their lifestyle of paganism.
That's right, brother.
Yeah.
Amen. And the debauchery that they go through. But here in verse 30, if you did so much hate your people, yet should you punish them with your own hands.
Brothers, forgive me for coming late. We have to back up to verse 23. I have multiple notes written on this verse. These books were kept out of our Bible because these are the most racial books ever written. Brother Steve, I want you to give me a breakdown of what you think of verse 23. Let me read it. And I said, O sovereign Lord, from every forest of the earth and from all its trees, thou hast chosen one vine. Let me read verse 24. And from all the lands of the world, thou hast chosen for thyself one region. And from all the flowers of the world, thou hast chosen for thyself one lily. Let me read verse 25. And from all the depths of the sea, thou hast filled for thyself one river. And from all the cities that have been built, thou hast consecrated Zion for thyself. Brother, well, do us all a favor and interpret this from the glasses of two seed line Christian identity, where Yahweh, and I'm not even trying to set you up too much, you're way ahead of me.
No, not at
but
all.
Break it down where Yahweh has chosen a particular group. I'm not even going to say who it is. But
well, we
see why this book was not included in the Bible.
Eli and I went over this with the final.
I know you did. Forgive me for being late.
We made it quite clear that it always has one in all these verses. One vine. One lily.
Spiritual Israel.
What do you make of all the building cities you have hallowed, Zion? That there, he's talking, all these are metaphors for the race of Adam, and specifically,
amen, yes,
the subsection of that race of Israel.
Amen.
And who else did he didn't choose? He didn't choose all of Adam.
Okay.
He chose Israel.
Right.
So,
because there's a lot of Adamites out there that are enemies of Yahweh. And that's the one in verse 29, they which did gainsay thy promises, in other words, spoke against your promises, and believed not your covenants, have trodden them down. There were Israelites in with the Israelites that didn't believe in Yahweh. And it
Judeo-Christians.
Says in Scripture, not all of Israel is Israel.
Unfortunately, many of our worst enemies are not just
people.
Are not just the satanic seed line of Cain.
Not
they
Jews
are our own people.
They are the deceived ones among our own. And a man's enemies will be of his own household.
Enoch gets into that incredibly in detail. And after this book, Enoch is our next book. But, brother, the concept of Judeo-Christian, Jesus Christ died to save every two-legged creature on the planet. The Bible must be translated into all the African dialects. I mean, who is leading us down this path where we must literally cast our pearls before swine and our incredible eternal message?
White Judeo-Christian false pastors.
Right.
Yeah. Who have been influenced by the seed line of Cain, who have taken over all the so-called Christian denominational ministries. I almost went to Dallas Theological Seminary to get a Master of Theology degree. That was highly on my plans a number of years ago. And Yahweh and his sovereign mercy, just didn't make that work out.
Flat
praise
tire.
You, Yahweh. Thank you that I didn't go there. I'd probably be a missionary to the Ugandan, Kenyan, crocodile-worshipping Negroes right. and dunking them in some river. And, you know, right. maybe my daughter would have married one of their yeah. tribesmen had I not been shown mercy.
Right.
Thank you, Yahweh.
Right. Did you hear
praise
about
Yahweh
that black pastor in Africa that braved the crocodiles in the river and got to baptize people, and he got eaten up?
Man, you know.
Right, did you hear about that?
Crazy. I'm just here to tell you right now, Jesus Christ did not die to save a single Negro on the planet.
Right.
There will not be a single Negro in the New Jerusalem kingdom in the coming age. There may be a handful of Negroes there to do the manual labor. I'm not sure. Personally, if I had my choice, I would say no, but I have not been given that choice. But I know that in the New Jerusalem, if you are not of the tribes of, if you are not a member of the 12 tribes of Jacob, they got bouncer angels at the gates. You got to show ID. Basically, your glorified white skin will let you in to the gates.
Well, you're echoing the words of David James, who in the previous hour basically said the same thing, that the black race has been so corrupted and turned against whites that there's virtually no blacks worth saving, right? But we're told...
If I could push a button and they're all gone, believe me, bro, that button would get pushed.
Right.
But there may be some in the coming age, because once they realize, you know, who we are and who they are, they actually, under the proper righteous subjection, probably are livable, understanding that there is never, ever, ever to be mixing under any circumstance whatsoever. One of them even looks sideways at a white woman. It will probably cost him his life in the coming age.
That's the way of the original plan.
Today,
that's the way it was years ago.
Yeah, exactly. Unfortunately, today, race mixing is so promoted by the seed line of Cain Jews that, you know, if you're against it, you're some kind of evil Hitlerite Nazi.
Right.
And we're living in an upside-down world right now. It's unbelievable.
I
can barely survive right now.
When I grew up in Cincinnati as a boy, I never saw a Negro until I hit high school, and we had one.
Brother, I had one Negro in my high school, and he was the classic Oreo Negro. He knew better than to act up and get uppity.
Right. Oh, yeah. Same way with the one. He went on to become a football player later on, but he was a high, high yellow.
Well, I remember the days.
He wasn't dark black. He was.
Ours was a high yellow too.
Because I went to a college.
A high yellow
territory.
Meaning some white blood in there somewhere. So
well, he had
he's
a
not
lot of
deep
white
down
blood.
A true, but, you know, a true nigger. Yeah. That means a nigger, but he's kind of an educated nigger. However
was,
you want to say
there
it.
There was a dividing line between the neighborhoods.
Right.
Absolutely.
There was Nigger Town, and then there was White Town.
Yeah.
And Loveland, Ohio, had a big bridge, big steel bridge.
Yep.
A humming bridge.
I'm guessing
you know
any nigger
about?
That
with
crossed
a,
the
a,
bridge
with a steel,
was in trouble.
With a steel grate floor instead of concrete, where you drive across it and it's...
Right.
And they had a sign in iron over the arch of that bridge when you went onto the bridge going into Lebanon, nigger, don't let the sun set on you.
That's right.
Really? There was a sign on the bridge?
Oh, yeah.
See, those, I refer to those as the good old days, you know?
Well, they had.
Brother Steve, you're a little older than me. Now I'm 60.
They had men,
I'm in my 60s.
They had men and women's restrooms, and then they had another restroom set colored. They had one drinking fountain for whites, one drinking fountain for the blacks.
That's how it should be. They shouldn't drink from
the restaurants.
Same.
They had a patio out back or a deck, and that's where the blacks went to eat. They didn't sit inside with the white people.
I have to share this anecdote. We've only
back
got.
Back then, they actually were under control. They were okay to be around.
We have
today,
less than 3 minutes.
We're living in an insane.
Very insane.
This is the Jews. We're living in the age where the Jews are unleashed right now.
Right.
The Jews have been unleashed to inflict their insane, satanic, racial diversity strategy upon us. This is why the world is upside down right now.
They will have their days in the their time in the last days. Yes. And here we are. We're right smack in the double. They're on the downhill slide, brothers and sisters.
That's right. Okay.
We're going to be privileged to watch their self-destruction.
Yes.
Because they can't help but brag, and they can't help but do stupid
stuff. Right.
And their minions that are controlled by the Jews, they are all very dull of mind, because anybody with any spiritual discernment will not follow what the Jews talk. And I'm including a lot of our white brothers.
Absolutely.
A look at the police departments. We've got some really stupid cops.
The police departments have been destroyed by Jews.
They're not peace officers anymore.
Hell, half, three-fourths of the chief of police are Negroes. Are you kidding me?
Well, I never saw a black warden when I was in prison. I was in prison 13 years. Never saw a black or a white warden.
Brother, I'm guessing you shouldn't have spent a day in prison. I know you too well.
My time with dignity, and Yahweh revealed things to me.
Right.
It was part of the plan for you.
Okay, all right, folks, we're just about out of time. I just want to share a quick experience I had working in the northwest suburbs of Chicago in 1980. It was a Jewish subdivision, and all of a sudden, you know, they had a big swimming pool. All of a sudden, three Negro kids come in, jump in the pool, and all the Jews got up and walked out. Think they're racist?
I don't blame them. You know, I don't blame them there.
You got 20 seconds.
All right, folks.
Thank you for letting me come in late, brother. Yes, sorry I was late.
No problem.
All right, folks.
I
want
to do a review next week in Chapter 5.
Yes.
And we'll jump in, and so much going on. Praise Yahweh. This book is incredible.
It is. Okay.
Shalom.
Thanks for listening. Yahweh bless everybody. Pass the ammunition. Take care. Bye-bye.